Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cakes, you're stretching like you're tired. How do you think you're going to feel on Monday morning?
When?
Well, we're going to be doing our pregame from Tyson's Beer Garden, 6 p.m.
You just startled
to 8:30.
You just startled Cakes big time.
Yes, think about
did.
That.
Because, I understand.
Sunday Night Football.
I know. I'm a day-by-day guy. I'm not looking forward to Sunday yet. I mean, my wife has back-to-school night. I have to take one of our dogs to a follow-up vet appointment. Then I have to go to my son's back-to-school night.
I get it.
All I'm looking at is... Today, Tuesday? Tuesday.
I'm generally day by day, but yes. I am aware, and the reason why is because we need to promote it and let people know we're going to be back out of Tyson's Beer Garden. Great spot. And we're going to be there for the pregame show, since Sunday Night Affair.
Yes.
We'll be broadcasting starting at 6 up until kickoff right around 8:30.
I did legitimately feel bad for the chicken or chickens that gave their lives for the wings that I ate.
Yes.
And I only ate 5 of the 18, and nobody else would eat any of them, even though I offered them to people that worked for the fan and just random people that came up to the table. Nobody would take them, and they were delicious, but I threw away 13 wings, and I kind of felt bad about it.
You get 18 wings for $8. It's a great deal.
It's an amazing
deal. Come join
us,
Tyson's Beer Garden. They have the outside patio where they put up like a wall of TVs.
Yes.
So you can chill on a picnic table and watch the games out there.
All right, here's what
17 TVs, 3 floors inside. We're going to be there again on Sunday, so we hope you can join us.
Here's what needs to be rectified. First and foremost, I haven't had a beer yet in 2 appearances at Tyson's Beer Garden. So that will happen on Sunday evening. And I believe they serve a soft pretzel that's double the size of my head. So I need, I won't eat the whole thing, of course, but I will order it.
The Bavarian pretzel.
And I will just take just carbs and just stuff them in my face until I can eat them no longer. So I'm looking forward to that on Sunday.
Looks good.
It does look good.
Now, you only ate 5 wings, but you're busy checking like 100 daily fantasy lineups with Tom. I mean, that's really the reason you're not eating the wings. Because I saw other people.
Sure.
Like, here's my thing. When we were having the discussion about wings, and I'm not a guy who eats a ton of wings, but you're like, I can't eat 18. I saw plenty of guys eat 18, and they weren't big fatties. They were regular guys, because 18 wings is like a 3-piece at KFC.
I understand that, but 18 wings, and look, you know, I'm not counting that many calories, but 18 wings has got to be like, if you're dipping them all in ranch, I mean, who doesn't dip them in ranch? That's got to be like 3,000 calories.
I'm gonna go ahead and say you're probably a fatty if you could eat 18 wings, because your stomach has to be so large to accommodate.
No, because 18 wings, I'm telling you, 18 wings is like 2 drumsticks and a breast of real chicken.
And flats.
No way.
Yes.
Flats. No
it's not that way. Much chicken coming off the chicken wing.
Maybe if you have massive drumsticks. Most drumsticks I get, they're these putrid, pathetic, barely any meat
on them. If you go to
KFC,
you're not getting a drumstick that's that small.
No, maybe this big. They're putrid.
I'm telling you, 18 wings is similar.
It's not like a Fred Flintstone drumstick.
It's
akin to a 3-piece.
I will say I went to a mom and pop spot, kind of like Crisp and Juicy. I won't name them, but I ordered a quarter chicken with 2 sides. And when I got home and opened the styrofoam container, I was definitely disappointed by the size of the quarter chicken. It was tiny.
Quarter chicken is not that big.
I feel like I got completely hosed.
Yep.
I looked at it, I said, well, that's just it's not a lot of chicken. It's not a lot of food to eat.
So the study came out. It's on Maxim about,
Maxim.
And I kind of
and
doubt
still
it because it's on
Maxim. It's got to only be a website
it's
now,
online.
Right? Do they still have mags?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, Maxim, Maxim's hot right now.
It is?
It is?
Oh, they're online?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's run by a former radio producer. really? For like a hot talk station.
So the radio instincts are kicking in. Insight. It's all about all the sex, stars, and sex and chicks. And,
you know. Radio insider.
So the study comes out.
Holy underwear.
The study's actually from
how holy is your
Southampton
underwear?
University, and it's a significant study almost 12,000 people.
Where is it? Southampton University?
Yes.
That's got to be in England, right? I mean, there's no... Is there a Southampton University in the United States?
They have a poop football team, I guarantee
you. There aren't two H's, so I went with Southampton.
Southampton. Is that there are two H's?
No, just one.
Southampton.
South.
Either way.
Hampton.
You can't pronounce
it. I get it, but I'm just saying.
Are you doing a bit?
Southampton.
Southampton University.
Yeah.
So I have no idea if it's the United States, if it's in the UK. Whatever.
Where is it?
But it has to
look it up.
It's in England.
Yes. Of course it's in England. I'm a genius.
They're the ones that put the kibosh trying
to
figure
out where I've never heard of it.
We need to figure out where these studies are coming from.
So the
study, we know you're conducting studies.
Which is on Maxim.
Right. Yes.
Online.
Yes.
Not necessarily in print. We don't know.
It's the hot fire, apparently, according to Valdez.
Apparently there was a study of about 12,000 people. And what they found was that for men and women in a relationship, women, generally speaking, get bored of having sex with you after 1 year. 365 days and they're tapping out. They're bored.
Well,
34% of the women.
Does anybody doubt
say
that?
They totally lost interest.
Do you think Laura's excited?
Knocking
not
boots with their
with
man
Valdez
after 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are the chances Laura, his lovely bride, is not completely bored by Valdez?
I think she gets sized for him for whatever reason.
And it says that 15% of dudes feel the same way.
Maybe she has a dandruff fetish.
Yeah. She gets sized from the dandruff sprinkles
I mean,
on her.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they have like their Saturday morning appointment.
Yeah. Do you think that's not
that
boring? That it's on the calendar? That's the definition of boring.
Hey, you're busy people. Sometimes you got to schedule those things in.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with that.
That's the definition of boring.
He loves routine. He craves it.
Right. I know.
It's his thing.
He's so boring.
He loves to plan things.
This says in a relationship, if you're between the ages of 18 and 29, you should have sex 112 times a year. Between 30 and 39, it drops to 86 times. And for you guys, 40 to 49, you guys should be making love 69 times a year.
69?
That's so stupid. I'm sure the number came out.
I remember when I was in college for some class. Yeah. We had to do this bit on a magazine. It was some sort of group project. There was like four or five of us, and we happened to do like Cosmo magazine. We had to do some sort of study. And they make up a lot of these articles. They just straight up make
fake
them up.
News!
You really think they surveyed 12,000 people
they
and figured
have,
out?
But listen, I've done published studies before and I faked the data.
Right.
I mean, like that's like real stuff.
Because this is, I get it. These guys love it. And yeah, a radio guy's running the site because what it says is, well, how do you stop the relationship from fading away? And it says you introduce sex toys, you have sex outside of the bedroom, and you try kinky stuff. Or getting tanked together is in the article.
Tanked. That's so British.
So let's say you want to spice it up with your wife.
You get drunk.
You say, hey, let's get hammered tonight.
I bet you I think a lot of spouses do that just to tolerate the other one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I did just give Valdez a bottle of leftover wine I had in my locker, and he said, Laura's going to be sized for this.
When was the last time, Valdez, you guys did something outside of the box?
Outside of the box?
Spiced it up.
Be honest.
Let me think. Outside of the box. Because
for some reason, the guns are trained on you.
Yeah.
You seem
yeah.
incredibly boring to me. I know how routine-oriented you are.
It's been a while since it's been outside of the box.
Right.
It's been very much in the box.
Pretty much.
When's the last time you had some spontaneity?
What's the most outside the box ever for
ever?
Matt Valdez?
Oh, we had sex in a pool house.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of
that was the wooing phase.
Yeah, that's when we were dating.
Right, how many years ago was that?
That's very fast times of Ridgemont High-ish.
Probably like 3 years ago, two years ago.
It had to be more longer than that, right? Do you know that when Valdez started dating his beautiful bride, Laura, like most people that work here, he met his bride on the show.
Yeah, I owe Lardio.
This is Matt Valdez.
Laura was one of our interns, correct?
Yep.
And it was very scandalous because Valdez was quietly having this relationship with her. And, you know, you're not really supposed to have a relationship with the interns.
It's money.
I don't think that was what was scandalous about it. I think what was scandalous about it is...
Well, he wasn't telling anybody.
She had been set up with Doug Mutie before.
Yeah,
I ran out of material.
Well, that was just a bit.
Well, but I don't think it was a bit to Doug Mutie.
It's money.
I think it was...
Doug Mutie gets very little run on this show.
No. Great guy. I think
good
it's
dude.
Very, very scandalous that they were dating behind the scenes. For how long before let people in on it?
I let people in on it during the summer dress party. Like, we had been talking probably a couple of weeks beforehand.
Right.
Because her internship hadn't officially ended yet.
Yeah.
That was so long ago, it was still probably called the Sundress Sally's Party.
That's true, it was.
Yeah.
And like, her internship ended, like, the week of the summer dress party. And right. then that's kind of when it was made right. official.
But that's when
we went out on the red carpet together for all the paparazzi.
Yes.
But that's when you were doing sort of exciting things. She's completely bored by you now.
That was seven years ago.
Outside the bedroom tough once you have kids?
Yes.
I mean,
of course it is.
Well, yeah, well, you have to find times when the kids aren't home, of course.
Outside the bedroom, if the kids are all out, and you happen to be on your couch watching TV, okay, then maybe something could happen, but
you better know they're not going to come back.
I mean, I'll just 9 times out of 10, even if that happens, then they're going to go, why don't we just go upstairs to the bedroom?
I'm pretty sure I'm missing
Ozark at that point.
Right. When I was a kid, one time I came back into the house kind of unannounced, right. kind of like everyone was gone for the day kind of right. thing, and I think I walked in at the wrong time.
Oh.
I'm almost 100% sure if I'm not. Exactly 100%
And that
sure.
was outside the bedroom activity for Carl and Shirley?
No. It was in the bedroom, and I think I walked in the bedroom.
Oh, you just walked in.
This was 35 years ago.
I never had that much desire to walk into my parents' bedroom during the day.
I think I just was asking an innocent question. Hey, right. Dad! Oh, that's kind of a show!
Why are you wrestling Mommy?
What's going on?
Yeah, it makes it awkward. Awkward times.
But I think that happens to most kids, right? At least once. Maybe. I walked in on JP's dad taking a shower one time.
You did?
Oh, my God. He was holding.
I still don't understand.
He could play in the NFL.
Wow, look at that.
I've never understood why was going to my parents.
That Italian.
Walking in on the shower.
I don't know what happened to JP, but that Italian and Paul was holding.
The legend of my dad.
That's funny.
Show.
Hey, rest in peace.
It's a good bit.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't know how you walked in on that scenario unfolding.
I think I went to go use the bathroom. If someone was in the main bathroom.
No shower
JP
curtain?
JP lived in a rancher. His mother lives in a rancher. And if JP was dropping a deuce or something in there, I just walked around the corner to use the parents' bathroom. Because, you know.
Yeah, you got to go.
You didn't have, like, suites. I mean, you know, it's just a normal Levitt home. And so you just went and used the bathroom. And all of a sudden, Paul's in there and you see his giant slinky and he's in the shower. You know, with the glass.
So weird. Didn't you see something in his house, too?
Well, his dad would answer the door
in his underwear. Yeah, he was holding, too.
Yeah.
His dad looked like he was holding.
All the junk's dads are holding.
Yeah. I have no idea if my dad was, to be honest with you.
If he's dad.
I have no idea.
Gene?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know Paul
Reggie?
Was.
Reggie?
I know Reggie was. That's a given. No,
look at me.
Jason's dad. That was just like a father figure.
Look at me, Reggie.
You even catch the Jones shrapnel when you miss.
You
a
never
day
saw
of work
like you never saw sick. Like your neighbor's kid dad.
My neighbor's. I don't even think I've seen my dad's.
Really?
By the way,
family. They walk around. They're like hippies and you know cult.
Drab,
figures.
You've been quiet here as I look at this Maxim article and
the
story about spicing it up. Since you've been married, you were known for spicing it up pre-marriage, role play that sort of
right.
thing. Has that gone away?
It's very mild as far as spicing things up go. Not a lot of introducing new games and toys.
It's a very inside the box.
Hey, that's okay.
She would definitely be dissatisfied if she on the survey.
Oh, she was on the survey. You don't want her on the panel.
She's so bored.
Bored by
she's
you.
She's so bored.
She's more entertained by Oakley, the new dog, than by Drabby.
You're right. Taking my shirt off, that's going to do something for her.
Sure. We'll do the opposite.
Right.
Best thing you can do is keep your clothes on.
Oh, I always leave my shirt on.
That's weird.
That's a
always.
Hurt. That's a hurting move.
Even in the throws, you leave it on?
Never take it off.
What if the lights are off?
Doesn't matter.
You're Porky Pigging it.
She's going to feel
Porky Pigging it is a terrible look.
I know, but it's a, it's a confidence builder.
For you?
Okay,
why you don't want your nipples to
I don't want her like feeling my love handles and my hurting body.
You think she doesn't feel it already?
So she doesn't even put her hands underneath your shirt? Her hands always over your shirt.
I think so, yeah. I'll remove her hands if they go, you know, inside my shirt.
I'm dead sexy. Look at my sexy body.
Hey,
he wants the least amount of contact as possible.
Everyone's better looking with their clothes on, man. It's just,
agreed.
We should all be always be clothed.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, is going to join us at 9. We'll go around the NFL next. But, of course, we are fans of Wilson Realty. Absolutely love them because if you're a squeaker and you hate the thought of paying high commissions when you're moving, Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group has your solution. He's come up with the process to sell your home for just a flat fee of $500 up front and only 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 up front, 0.5% commission. In today's real estate world, there's simply no reason to pay those high commissions anymore. Check them out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.